Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. In Butte County, the Board of Supervisors has voted to officially oppose AT&T's request to end telephone landline services for tens of thousands of people in the North State region. And if the California Public Utilities Commission approves AT&T's request, County Supervisor Tammy Ritter suggested the county add a provision to its letter of opposition.
I think that there should be an ask in our letter as well, that if they are to move forward, that they are providing all 37,000 plus households with an Alert FM and the ongoing maintenance for it.
That's a device that can receive emergency alert notifications. In wildfires and other emergencies, reverse 911 calls to landline phones have saved lives. Supervisors in Santa Cruz and Tuolumne counties also agreed to send letters voicing their concerns with a proposal to the CPUC. The agency is holding public hearings on AT&T's request through the end of March. A Fresno judge on Tuesday approved a plan to reopen bankrupt Madera Community Hospital, which has been closed for more than a year. That's despite a reopening bid from UC San Francisco announced last week. KVPR's Carrie Klein reports.
The decision in federal bankruptcy court paves the way for the hospital to reopen under Modesto-based company American Advanced Management, or AAM. The judge's decision was preceded by hours of testimony from agencies and organizations requesting more time to review the 11th-hour proposals submitted by UCSF Health and Adventist Health. One argument they made for postponing a decision was that the new bid promised to make the hospital a teaching facility for medical students. After the hearing, Matthew Beeler of AAM said a teaching hospital is not out of the picture.
We are open to any conversations, and we're all ears to how we can work together.
Others testified that UCSF has a better record for quality of care and ability to recruit doctors and nurses, which Beeler disputes.
Those were all anecdotes for a reason. There was nothing written about that. There was nothing presented about that. There were no numbers about that.
The plan is awaiting final approval from the State Department of Public Health. Otherwise, the company waived all rights to walk away from the deal. Beeler estimates the hospital could be open within 4 to 6 months. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
And moving on, it's a presidential election year, and we all know that means in our national politics, divisions, hostility, and fear are high. But those emotions are also playing out in California's local politics, especially in the Orange County city of Huntington Beach. Just listen to Huntington Beach resident Laura Sire, who I met outside of City Hall where she was attending a protest rally.
We're here to fight the fascists. Huntington Beach is a microcosm of the macrocosm of the country. These people are Trumpers, so there's the MAGA playbook all the time.
Sire is talking about Huntington Beach's four-person conservative city council majority. Since their election 2 years ago, the council members have moved aggressively to roll back a slew of progressive initiatives in the city of nearly 200,000 residents. Their actions range from prohibiting the LGBTQ flag from flying at City Hall, to eliminating official municipal language condemning hate crimes, to creating a review panel to monitor content in public library books. These actions have turned the city council's Tuesday night meetings into an arena for America's wider culture wars, with most speakers who attend blasting the conservative majority.
I guarantee you history will be a judge and it will not be kind to you. I guarantee it.
But City Council member Casey McKeon says he and his fellow conservatives on the council make no apologies for their actions.
They're upset that we've touched some of the cultural things, right? The counter to that is that they did that as well in previous councils, right? So it's okay for them to focus on cultural issues, and it's not okay for us to come in and fix some of the things that we feel were done wrong.
But the most explosive and possibly costly idea pushed by the council conservatives will appear on the March municipal ballot. It's a city charter amendment titled Measure 1. If passed, it would require Huntington Beach residents to show official identification when voting in person, a first in California. Again, Councilman McKeon.
The crux of the issue is to create increased faith in your elections. So again, this is just one more mechanism. So when you go to vote in person, you show your ID, now you have faith in your election that, like, you know your vote's going to be counted.
But critics like Councilmember Dan Kalmick, who's part of the three-member liberal minority on the council, says what Measure 1 is really about is satisfying the far right and undermining democracy.
Measure 1 is effectively voter suppression. It's called voter ID, and it sounds great at first blush, right? You're like, yeah, you should have to show your ID to vote. Sure, except you already did that when you registered to vote. Showing your ID in person is a way to stop people that don't have IDs from voting.
Critics also argue the measure's passage would invite a costly lawsuit from the state, which Huntington Beach would likely lose. And even if the measure is successful, there are the unknown costs to the city of setting up its own voting system, says Shirley Detloff, a former mayor of Huntington Beach.
You've got to buy voting equipment, you've got to hire personnel, you've got to print all those ballots. This is going to be costly to the city, taxpayers' money. So what are you willing to give up?
And then there's the issue of why Huntington Beach even needs voter ID. I raised that with Councilman McKeon. Councilman, it's my understanding that Huntington Beach has never really had a serious case of voter fraud, the thing that the voter ID measure is supposed to remedy. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct in that, for sure. And again, that's not what this issue is about. It's to increase faith in our local election. It has nothing to do with, like, pointing to cases of fraud that's existed.
Meanwhile, as Election Day approaches, opponents of the conservative majority on the city council continue to organize to oppose their actions.
If you're on Facebook, get your phones out. Go to Protect Huntington Beach. Are you taking your phones out? Did you join that already?
Whatever happens on Election Day, many in Huntington Beach fear that the scars of us versus them partisanship and local politics won't heal anytime soon. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, February 14th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks for listening, and happy Valentine's Day.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and adult and children's health systems working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. The Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved children and youth. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.